Welcome back to the Quality Time Podcast. Eric Woodworth here. And man, what a treat of an episode you have before you today. We have special guest Josie Marcellino on this episode, cosplayer extraordinaire and comedian. Very funny stuff. Jeremy couldn't make this episode. As a standing guest, we have Mr. Thomas Cimbazzo of Laugh Finder. He's stepping in, and revelations abound. We learn a lot about Josie, probably more than anyone ever wanted to know. So get effing ready for that. And hey, if you love the show, tell a friend, recommend us. Word of mouth goes such a long way in the pod game industry. I don't know, pod game industry. That's a term I just made up. But if you leave us a 5-star rating, drop us some nice comments. We love those things. We read them. It's good shit, guys. We really appreciate all your support. Costs you nothing at all. It means the world to us. So without further ado, get strapped in. Turn that volume up to 11. And get ready for Teeth.
Hello, kiddies. It's your old pal, the Crypt Keeper. This is a big shout out to my friends at Quality Time Podcast.
Background. Do you do anal?
Although there is a lot of anal in this movie. There's so much anal.
Actually, you know what? That would be like the answer to this movie. Would just be anal.
Yeah, that's how Eric and I were saying, with if there's a teeth cinematic universe, that maybe like the analator.
He only does anal. He's never fallen for the stink, for the pink trap.
Hey look, there's Josie.
Hey, it's just my tits.
People are like, move your fucking head.
All right. I guess we're ready to kick this thing off. You guys ready? Oh my gosh. Welcome to the Quality Time Podcast. I'm your host, Eric T. Woodworth. And woo! This is a weird week because I don't have my dear sweet brother to the left of me or over the Zoom universe here. So standing in for my brother today, a brother of sorts, I would say, one of my best and dearest friends, Mr. Thomas Cimbazzo is here.
Hey!
Tommy, how are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm looking for Zoobly Zoo. Change my background.
There Hell you yeah, you are. Get that Zoobly Zoo in. And also,
what is that?
Oh, yeah.
It was a children's television show called Zoobly Zoo. This one, the baby Roo.
Yeah, she was thick. She was thick.
Oh,
with three C's.
Dude, it looks like I took ecstasy and went to Chuck E. Cheese. That is Hell yeah. Fucked up.
This is what you do when you... this is what mescaline at Disney World looks like.
And with that other voice you hear, that angelic voice, is none other than comedian extraordinaire Miss Josie Marcellino. Josie,
oh,
how are you?
Great.
Josie Marcellino.
Marcellino. Get the gobbledygook. How are you, Josie? Welcome.
I'm good. I missed you guys. Hi.
I know. We missed you. You actually went overseas recently, right?
And, yeah, right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah. Are
I
you
did.
2 days after you get released from the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. I got released from the hospital. And then a couple days later, I was like, oh, there seems to be like a global pandemic coming. Let me go across the world to hook up. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bring up anything that wasn't on your Instagram. But you had some complications in the hospital that resulted in a yeast infection of your asshole.
No.
Tell us about the yeasty asshole, because we've been talking about it for weeks now.
And
Hot topic, folks. Everyone's been talking about it. We need to blow this open.
Okay. Fake news.
It was my ass crack, not the hole. The Dems are trying to make me look stupid again.
There's a lot to unpack. Okay. First of all, I was in the hospital because I had an acute kidney injury. Because I accidentally overdosed on zinc, and then the hospital was like, oh, you're having appendicitis, and they gave me a CAT scan, and it wasn't. I just had overdosed on zinc, so then I had to, like,
how'd you get that much zinc in your system?
Yeah, where you getting zinc? Isn't that where you wash your hands? In the zinc?
God, this quarantine is really breaking our comedic psyches. All right. I thought I was getting a cold because I was going to take the trip to New Zealand 2 weeks prior. And I thought I was getting a cold on like that Monday. Like I felt one coming on. And so I was like, fuck, like I leave in 2 days. I can't get sick right now. Let me go take some Zicam because I heard that that'll knock a cold right out of you. But turns out you can't take 8 in a row. Like you can't double that up because it's all zinc. And apparently like zinc is not, you can't take it in high quantities.
You're just doing rails of Zicam?
Basically, yeah.
So you were like, you looked at a Zicam, you're like, take it every like 2 hours, and you're like, fuck this, I'll just take 8 right now and be done.
If I take 8 right now, it'll shorten my cold that much more.
It just landed me in the hospital. So I, so that was that. Released from the hospital.
Yeah.
Put on a bunch of meds. Meds kind of knock stuff out of you. Mm-hmm. I at no point had a yeast infection. I had strep throat in my asshole. Because apparently strep is a virus that can infect any part of your body. And most people get it in their throat.
Did the doctor tell you to bend over and go, ah?
Did he put a tongue depressor in your asshole? It's like, well, you're gonna have to spray some chloraseptic in here.
It was a she, and I think it was a misdiagnosis because she was like, take this penicillin, and I was like, all right, bet as soon as I land in New Zealand, just to not mess up like my antibiotic schedule, that's what I'm gonna do. But then by the time I landed in New Zealand, everything was fine, so I have no idea. Maybe I just like or my asshole or something. I don't know.
Okay. Now, to continue my disinformation story.
I was not ready for any of that, by the way.
Because the only updates I get on your health is Instagram.
Not even Insta. You went on my Finsta.
Finsta? What's Finsta?
It's your fake Insta. So that's
I will pull up. I got screen caps because I was like, hey, you guys, just has a yeast infection in her asshole.
Don't worry.
Now I'll set the record straight and be able to tell them it was just strep in your asshole.
First of all, I feel like it's probably way easier to get a yeast infection in your asshole because you get yeast infections in her neighbor, essentially. But I've never had one. But I imagine that's easier than strep. But I went for it and went and got the.
So then on Instagram, you posted that there was a very nice that you you then had hemorrhoids.
I don't. That's what I thought it was because I'm like, why does my asshole feel like this? And then I went to the doctor.
That makes more sense because then it seemed like – because to me, the story that you put out there that because you didn't know, if you followed the timeline, which I did, you got sick. They put you on meds. You go to New Zealand, and the meds made you develop a yeast infection in your asshole. Where you meet up with a very – and you have hemorrhoids. And then you met up with a very nice New Zealand gentleman who ate your asshole, who ate your yeast-infected, hemorrhoided asshole. And that poor guy must have just been like, well, I guess this is just what American assholes taste like. Like, if the movie that we're watching was called Teeth because of teeth in the vagina, your butthole had bad breath and a tongue.
Yeah, like he went down there. He went down there. It was like licking a 9-volt battery.
He's like, well, never done this to an American before. Must be old Aunt Burger King.
I recognize that you.
But now we know it was just strap.
Yeah. Now, yeah, we so were being ridiculous.
I don't know how the guy got gonorrhea on his big toe, but the strap.
All right, so a couple things real quick. So I recognize that you are both 47 and have no idea what this generation does. But
I know. You guys just tongue in my bunga.
No, that wasn't what I meant. There is something called a Finstagram. It is your fake Insta. It's essentially like an account where you post like bad pictures of yourself. It's mostly like joking, but then like if, you know, you only have like your super close friends on there and like people that you really care about that you wouldn't mind hearing all of this crazy shit. I thought that was sacred. Evidently, it is not.
Because it was your. I don't follow your. I don't follow two Josie accounts.
Yes, you do.
I don't think I do.
You follow Josie Marcelino and you follow
the fake one,
Finsta, whose name I'm not going to drop.
Okay. So that was the. So we're breaking laws right now sharing this.
You're breaking laws. But let me just. Quickly,
but it's good
verify the timeline. I had a kidney infection, like a kidney injury, right?
Uh-huh.
Got released from the hospital. It was like, why do I feel like this? Went to the doctor because I was like, maybe it's hemorrhoids, because that's what my therapist said when I described it to her. Mm-hmm. Doctor said, no, it's not hemorrhoids.
Wait, hold on. Your therapist?
I have a lot of questions about how your asshole comes up at the therapy office.
Because how's your week going? And I was like, my asshole is on fire. That's how my week is going.
And then she was like, well, I'm not a butt doctor.
Yeah.
I specialized in the exact opposite end of your problem, but it sounds like... Have you tried bleach? Have we looked into this? Disinfectants? Has anybody looked into this?
All right, so we get the timeline. You talked to the therapist about your bum hole.
I talked to my therapist. I went to my doctor the day that I was set to leave for New Zealand because I was like, okay, I can't, you know, be in a foreign country and have my asshole feel like this for 2 weeks.
No.
And then I went to the doctor, I bent over, and she was like, you don't have hemorrhoids. She was like, you probably have strep throat in your asshole, but she didn't say it like that. She was like, you probably have strep. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, yeah, I mean, the symptoms that you're describing, she's like, I don't see anything that would indicate that it's like X, Y, or Z. She was like, so it's probably strep. She's like, it's super common. And it fits all the bill. Like it fits the bill of what you're saying. So here's some penicillin, start taking it. You'll feel better in a week. Well, I was like, okay, I'll hold off on taking it until I get to New Zealand because I don't want to mess up like med schedule with a time change of like 17 hours. So I just put it in my stuff and then like lo and behold, I got on the plane and I suddenly felt fine and it never came back. So I didn't even take the penicillin and I guess, I don't know, maybe I ripped my asshole or something.
Well, this is all very great news. I'm glad that
we were
and
shocked.
Then I did have my asshole eaten when I was in New Zealand.
Nice.
And
tell us about that. Was that is this I've never been in the ass eaten business. I've maybe
it's a young man's game.
Yeah,
right?
That's a young man's game. You know, we're old. It wasn't cool. It was frowned upon. I would say.
Yeah,
Thomas,
we non millennials can afford real food.
Yes. So what is that? Do you like ask for that, or does it just happen? How does that pan out?
So I
yeah, was a guy like, would you mind if I ate down downstairs, not the front though, going around the back.
No.
Throw another tongue in your butthole.
Here we do it down under.
No rules, just anus.
So I both gave and received.
Okay. But is there like a pregame talk before this? So like, do you say, no. Okay, is this on the menu? Or are you just like, yeah, it's the moment and it just happens?
Yeah. It's like that song. Like, heat of the moment.
In the moment, like... I don't even remember. I guess he was sort of like, you know, in the general vicinity and he kind of went for it and was like, we were very much like, okay, this is cool. And then at one point,
you just gave a thumbs up.
Yeah. No, at one point I mentioned that nobody had ever done that before. And he was like blown away. He's like, how has nobody ever done that?
He was like the Leif Erikson of eating your ass.
Yeah, he was. And, and then I was just like, I was, you know, going to town on his nuts. And I was like, if you, you know, want it. And he was like, I mean, yeah. And so then he just put his legs up into happy baby position. And then I went to town. So
nice.
I asked before I did it because I feel like guys.
Because you're a lady.
You got to ask because otherwise they'll get scared and be like, no, I'm not gay. But no, nah, me, he just kind of went for it.
Excuse me, m'lady, might I lick your asshole? Is that, like, how...
You know, I told people that, like, I was going to be on this, and now I can't share it on social media or anything, like...
We'll send it to your parents. It's not a big deal, okay?
Yeah. And joining us on the Skype call, Josie's horrified parents!
They've been... We've only sent them the live link.
My baby girl!
There's a
live link? I'm saying this live in front of people?
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live.
No, we're not.
Instagram
we're not
live.
Live. We're
we
not.
Have all your.
We're not live.
I don't know why that makes it worse. Because, like, obviously, it being recorded and then people hearing it is the same thing. But
I'm glad. But who cares? He ate your butt. Who cares?
Yeah,
and your butt's fine.
We're
so
all adults here. Okay.
It's 2020. Everybody eats ass. I'm not ashamed of the ass eating. I'm still blown away that you brought up the strep throat in my asshole incorrectly.
Josie, okay, well, I was concerned.
Yes, we were very concerned. Okay,
there was that text message. You have my number.
We've never.
I wasn't that concerned. I didn't want to text you and be like, "Hey, Josie, what's this I hear about some guy ate your balloon knot while you was all itchy and smelly?" I was concerned.
Shit. Oh,
I'm
gonna
be interested.
Have either of you ever used a bidet?
Yeah.
Not effectively.
Yeah, they put them in those hotels. You drink out of them. They're delicious. They're like they're freshen up after you poo.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had used a bidet like a year before, and I.
Oh, so you were good.
Yeah, I didn't.
So
I'm saying I didn't think that I had any interest in getting my asshole eaten, and then I used a bidet, and I was like, oh, this is. Stop it. That's not him.
Tommy just threw up a picture of some guy that was on the New Zealand trip, it looks like.
Yes.
But that wasn't the actual
eater. But he was on there.
Okay. Don't worry, our listeners can't see this, but he's handsome. He looks like like long haired Tom Hardy. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I were gonna have a guy eat my ass, it'd probably be that guy.
Yeah, I'd
he
ask
wasn't
that dude.
The guy that ate my ass.
I mean, you can go back.
Yeah. If you were to give a star rating on this guy's asshole eating, what would it be? Out of five
what's
stars?
The Yelp on this guy?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's hard to say because it was my first time. So, like...
Did you enjoy it?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Do you feel like...
It wasn't anything... I'm not like, man, I gotta go get that right now.
I like that's a wise...
Well, I'm into this now.
It's such a wise decision because, like, when you were a kid, right? The first time you went to McDonald's, you were like... This is the best fucking restaurant I'll ever go to, right? And you now have the forethought that you're like, listen, I just got my asshole eaten the first time. I'm not ready to make a judgment about all asshole eating out there.
We'll see. Jury's still out.
See, that leads me to believe that it wasn't that good, right? Like,
it wasn't bad, but it was also like a new territory. Now, I don't know how like losing your virginity was, because as a guy, I don't know like what that experience is like, but as a girl, you're like, I don't know what I like yet. I don't, you know, and this feels awkward, like things like that. So it was still like, I think I was very aware that there was a tongue in my asshole, which does take you out of the moment a little bit, but I don't know. I'd go back.
My buddy John Goodwin, comedian from D.C., he has...
Did he comment on the Instagram live?
Yes. No, used to have a joke about his asshole getting eaten. He was just like, first time it happened, she just went down there and stuck her tongue in my ass. I went, hey! Hey! Which is always...
So, from what I hear as well, and from my experience... Men seem to enjoy it a lot more than women because you guys have a lot of different nerve endings down there that we don't have.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to tell me. I wet wipe.
Yeah. You don't have to tell us about our boy pussies. We know, okay? We know exactly how they work.
Well, then why aren't you getting them eaten?
You know, I don't...
Because I lost the ability to wipe properly at the age of 35.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I get down there, and if it takes more than five wipes, and I'm like, eh, that's good enough. I have to shower before I get asshole eating. All right? There's no... At a 35-year-old man doesn't get impromptu ass eating. I have to prepare a table. You understand? Yeah. And there's just... I don't have time for that kind of production anymore. You know, I had a buddy named George that I went to college with, and he was a little bit of a freakier gentleman than the rest of us, because his deal is he was into he brought this up at a lunch just randomly. He was like, hey, when you're fucking, do you ever get your you ever take a ballpoint pen and stick it up your ass to tickle your prostate? And we were all looked at him like horrified, like, no. He's like, really? You guys don't do this? He was a 22-year-old young man that was just been, he's been doing this for years now. He was
I've lost so many pens.
So now,
all right. Well, now I have a question. So out of the entire Laugh Finder group, who do you think is most likely to have their asshole eaten, and who do you think is most likely to eat ass?
Brian Preston.
Yeah, that was my immediate guess. Brian Preston, right away. Yeah. Definitely has eaten and probably has been eaten. Although, listen.
The furry buffet.
If his asshole's anything not, like his bedroom.
I'm not counting out an Aaron Hankin, okay? I feel like he would just Aaron would just like very properly like, well, actually, yes, I would like my asshole eaten tonight.
I'm like, listeners, I'm going to be having my asshole eaten by this fine gentleman I met on the corner of Pratt and Ledge Street.
Today's
episode of Out of the Box.
Out of the Box. Out of the Box.
I love that both of your impressions of him are still so Dundalk and white trash.
Yeah, we try our best.
You've never seen Aaron with his shirt off. Aaron is covered in shitty tattoos.
Yeah, he looks like a Chipotle bag. It's very good. Now, Josie, not to get us too off track here, but you didn't get a chance to meet my fine brother, who's normally our host here, okay?
I could only imagine what the questions would be if he was here.
Now, he slid up into your DMs this week, correct?
He did, yes.
Now, explain to us. Now, I've seen the screen cap already, and I wanted to confront him about this, and we'll probably have to do that next episode, because I'm not going to let this slide. But tell me what he sent you.
So I got a friend request, and I knew that I was going to be on the podcast, so I accepted it. And then at, I think it was 5:33 in the morning, I get a landscape style photo of, I think it was five? Let me see. Yep, it's five. No, it's six. Five clowns and a priest with a goatee, which I can only imagine just means he's a Wiccan.
So that if you're looking at that picture, Jeremy would be the one who is in that's him with all of his horror clown buddies, and he is in the Gacy one, which is the red and white getup with the hat. That's my brother right there, sending you a clown picture.
There's a clown lady, there's the priest, there's nice a clown little person, and then two other clown people. And just at this desolate, like, blank table, and it says Monster Mania, and it looks like they're propped up in the lobby of some, like, weird hotel.
Yeah, that's the clown hotel where they gather.
Yeah.
the yearly clown convention.
The clotel.
No caption, no comment, no nothing. So I responded and said that's pretty much what I had expected. And then he saw it and he never replied. I have had one interaction with Jeremy Woodworth, and it is a picture that looks like it's from a homeless person's fever dream.
Yeah. So I can see this.
He basically sent you the clown version of a dick pic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Look how many people I can fit in a car.
So I read this as two ways, okay? One, very incidental. He meant to forward this to somebody, and you, as a new friend, you pop up on the thing, he probably accidentally sent it to you. Or, which is more on brand for Jeremy, He's a guy that he's not here to waste time. Okay. He's a guy that likes to get right to the point. He looked at this picture and he was just like, you know what? Words. You could sometimes a picture can say 1,000 words, right? So what I'll do is just explain to her exactly how, who I am and what I'm about, and I'll just send her this picture. And that's it.
It pretty much does sum up Jeremy.
Yes,
and I
mean,
got
that whole interaction.
Yes,
everything that I think I need to know about him from that just quick interaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
beautiful. Make sure you send that to all your loved ones if you're ever to meet him somewhere. Be like, this clown.
Yes. Yeah.
If I disappear, it's this guy. Just so that the police have a list of suspects.
Yeah.
You remember John Wayne Gacy? It's him.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The original Maneater.
Okay, so wait a minute. Because I think I'm confused, because I was thinking about this when he sent that. John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
Did he eat kids? Was that it?
Yeah, no. He was a he
fucked kids.
He fucked kids and then buried them in his basement.
Yeah, he's not a monster. He didn't eat them.
Yeah.
Okay. But he fucked kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so my brother cosplays as him at horror movie conventions. And when I say, like, me and Tommy, I would say Tommy's higher. Just we recently went viral. Congratulations, Tommy.
Yes.
I would say I'm a low level comedian. Okay, I have a certain clout level that ranges in the sea of things, maybe in the middle. Okay, right now. Okay. I think I get recognized in places. You know, I go out to the store. They're like, hey, you're that comedian dude. It makes me feel good in my heart, okay?
Yeah.
I went to Monster Mania with my brother, completely dressed up, and I'm just regular old me. They did not give a fuck who I was. But Jeremy, right in through the door. They were like, hey, it's fucking Pogo the Clown. They let him right in. People are coming up and like, hey, can you take pictures with my kids? Like, can you drag my kid by his ankle right here so we can take pictures with
he's
you?
Like, say no more, fam.
He's just like, and he's like, yeah, yeah, I got it. All right, okay. It's another day at the office. So he is a rock star in the horror community world. So, and I'm just the guy who's his sidekick at that point.
Yeah.
So, anyway, all right. We have no Joe Robinson corrections this week. So
nice, you guys got it all right.
Yeah, we got it all right. But I made a special song just for the no Joe Robinson's corrections.
No Joe Robinson corrections this week.
All right, that's all we're going to do with that.
Which, by the way, thank you for having me on a podcast that Joe Robinson will listen to.
Yeah, yeah, he's never listened to an episode of Laugh Finder. I don't even think the one he was on.
No.
Yeah, I think what was Joe's thing when he talked about Laugh Finder? He's like, I can't, as soon as you guys start playing the game, I just don't fucking care. You know, I can't fucking listen to it. So, anyway. Hold on, I'm going to grab a beer.
You actually have listeners on this one. That's great that you brought up my asshole.
Hold
yeah,
on,
but
I'm going to grab
the
a
type
beer
of people
and then we'll
that
start kicking off
that,
this fucking movie breakdown, baby!
This will be the one that goes viral because now you're on it with your new Reddit fame.
Good. I can't wait to go viral again.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready to break down this wonderful film?
Hold on. I have a new background. I want to change it to for this because I'm now recording from Brian Preston's apartment.
Oh, it's so fun to shit on Brian.
No, that's a fake. The ceiling's too clean.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no pubes on the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I just the pubes just kind of make their way like tumbleweeds up there.
How I live.
Although ever since we started shitting on Brian Preston for the condition of his home,
yeah,
he's gone out of his way to be slightly more cleanly, right?
Have you ever been over there and then all the roaches come out and solve your problems and like, welcome to Brian's apartment? They had to make me a ball gown.
I had a date that night and they got me all spiffed up. That rocks. That rocks so hard. Tonight, we're going over the 2007 cult classic, Teeth, which our guest, Josie Marcelino, picked out herself. Josie, why the movie Teeth?
Yeah, was this your favorite movie?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I was high and we were at Wits End Saloon, and I don't know. You asked me about quality time and I said teeth, and then you were like, fuck yeah, we'll do teeth.
Now, you hadn't seen Teeth before, or had you seen it? Was this your first watching of it?
Twice before.
Okay.
Twice. You mean you saw it once and you were like, I need to revisit this.
Yeah, and it's good. You catch a lot that you missed the second time around.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Was there a post-credit scene, by the way? Because I didn't stick around for that.
You're right. I didn't stick around all the way to the end to see if there was a post-credit.
I assume it's Nick Fury, like, in the darkened room. And he's like, you got pussy teeth, huh?
I'm putting together a little team.
Yeah, put together a team of fucked up freaks.
I can't remember if this happened like before credits or after credits. Did you guys like see the guy that picked her up as a hitchhiker?
We'll get to him at the end here. Yeah. So I like the idea though of Nick Fury. He's just like, teeth, I'd like you to meet multiple pussy. This is a woman who has 17 pussies down here. She could just duplicate them at will. Like,
and this is double dick. It's a curse.
This is many dicks. He has just dicks attached to his face, and he turns like a giant tribunal head.
And this guy just has strep throat in his asshole. Oh my God.
The
name's Strep.
I like to classify this movie as like one of those comedy horror films, right? You know, Evil Dead 2, for instance, is a comedy horror film. I feel like this kind of folds into that same vein. It's a very, very much like a very well done trauma film, if anything.
I give it trauma.
Yeah.
Well, no, because trauma shows a lot of gore.
Yeah.
This didn't really show a lot of like gore. But, it showed a lot of aftermath.
I mean, there's a lot of severed dicks that they show.
The dick getting pulled from the body.
Well, I mean, listen, that's my least favorite shot in porn is seeing the balls in the thing, right? Like, I don't need to see that shot as it pulls out like that. I'm cool with that. But the sound effects are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a graphic film. And if you guys don't know, spoiler alert, it's about a girl who has teeth in her pussy. Okay, that's
I thought it was filled with candy corn.
The movie itself opens up, and we get to see young Dawn playing in front of in her little pool with her stepbrother, Bradley. Of course, they live behind a giant nuclear power plant that's just blowing stacks of fucking toxic waste into the sky. And they're playing the classic game, I'll show you mine, you show me yours.
I'd see yours now.
And so
they're playing it,
and he reaches down to go inspect the young lad, goes and reaches his finger.
Son?
So young Bradley gets his finger pretty much serrated open by the teeth pussy that are there, which is weird because later we'll learn that it's not like they're on the outside of it. They're like hiding inside. So this 7-year old was just like, I'm gonna finger bang my 4-year old sister, no big deal. Like,
look, I've come to realize that except for her mother who's dying, there are no redeemable characters in this movie.
Not at all.
Even the dad's a little bit of a piece of shit because he started dating the mother. Just go on. Yeah.
So we flash forward to the present day, which is circa 2007, and young Dawn is doing a speech for her group called the Promise Ring, which is basically a Christian group that is all about abstinence. So here's a little bit from the Promise Ring.
What about the most precious gift of all? Are you going to give that to the first guy who buys you a big bunch of roses?
No way!
No way! I'm not just talking to the girls. You guys, are you going to give that to some girl because she looks like she just stepped out of a music video?
No!
No.
Well, the funny part is like, I've never fucked a girl that looked like she came out of a music video. They've always been much... I mean, my track record, apart from my sweet dear wife upstairs, has been pretty atrocious, I would say. You know?
I got a couple... 8, 1, 9.
I mean, I've listened. Those are outliers.
Right, I mean, they're very far.
If you look,
far between.
Like, yes, I've been to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse once or twice, but yeah. I don't eat there every day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I have most birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, what they really should have said is like, are you going to give it to fucking some real sweaty Asian girl just because she's Asian and that crosses it off your list? No, yep. That's a better. barometer for me. How did
you
feel
sweaty
about
Betty?
Say what?
Was that Sweaty Betty?
No, not Sweaty Betty. Sweaty Betty. So we have a phrase.
How many sweaty girls have you had sex with?
Oh, that's Eric's thing.
Less
don't
than dry. less than the dry ones. It was funny when you were mentioning losing your virginity earlier. I lost my virginity to, and I didn't know this at the time, but I lost my virginity to a squirter, okay? And I just thought that's what sex was. Like, I just thought that was just like, I get it. I when I was done, I was like, I get it. This is crazy. Like, every time you have sex, you have to shower because you're wet from navel to knee. And I just thought that's what it wasn't until, like, I did the next one. I was like, oh, that's weird. That didn't happen. And then it never happened again. And then until I realized that, oh, I was with a girl who just fucking releases everything.
Yeah. I like how the next time you had sex, you turn to the girl and like, let me go get some protection. And you lay down a tarp.
Hold on. Don't want to make a mess.
Hold on. Let me scotch guard this couch.
So, as she's doing her little speech in front of this group of younger kids, she locks eyes with a young stud who we'll find out is named Toby.
Which he's from, he was also on The Magicians. There's a series. TV series. It's on Netflix now. It was on Sci-Fi, but it's called The Magicians, and he plays Elliot, a affluent gay upperclassman at this magic college.
Oh, I get it. Well, that would be funny if they were connected, that he left here and changed his name, because after what happens to him in this movie, he's just like, I go in completely the other direction now.
So, well, I have a vagina now, because a crab ate my dick.
So we see Dawn riding down the street after this back to her nuclear power plant house. You find out mom's dying of cancer, probably because she lives next to a toxic waste dump. And there's a little tender moment. And we hear her stepbrother, Brad, who's now all grown up, blasting metal music, which is the only redeemable thing we're going to find out about Brad is his selection in music.
And he's nice to his dog.
He is a good dog owner. I'll give you that. Very good.
Very weird setup.
Wait, no, he leaves it in the cage.
No. It doesn't leave it in the cage. That cage butts up to a hole in the side of the house, and the dog has the whole run of the yard, I think. That's the impression I got, that the dog could just come into the cage but couldn't come into the house proper.
Okay. So, Brad, you find out, is kind of a piece of shit. He likes to scare his sister, but also is maybe kind of attracted to his sister. Next day at school, the two boys are watching Dawn. It's her other kind of love interest, this guy Elliot. She gets harassed because she's the virgin of the school, the proud open virgin there, and they spray, like, cherry coke on her. It's not very nice. So, that day, they go to sex ed class, and they find out that the book is censored, okay? So they're clearly, like, somewhere in the Midwest, and so the page that actually shows the pussy is just fucking covered up with a giant sticker so nobody can actually
giant
see.
Giant gold sticker.
Yeah, so nobody can see what a pussy looks like, which I thought was odd.
I think it could have, if they'd shown, it could have solved a lot of problems in this movie.
Yeah, this lady doesn't, this is the thing I don't understand. This is 2007. We clearly have the internet here. Anybody can just see a pussy at any time. Like, I can type in pussy right now. It can happen, right? There's no question about it.
Well, I don't know, because when the one guy gets a phone call while they're having sex, it's a flip phone.
That's what they had in 2007, but you still had computer.
Yeah, like, I had internet pornography at least since 2001. right? Like I had high speed internet by 2001, definitely by 2002.
I accidentally discovered boobies.com in 1999, and my life has been different ever since.
Yeah, that was like the first website I ever typed in. Yeah. Was boobs.com. And I was like, holy shit, it's real.
Yeah.
So the kids all start laughing that this part of the book is censored.
Why are they covering that up?
That should be obvious.
They showed the penis picture.
That's different.
How so?
Sad thing is, Ryan, you'll probably never know.
Got his ass.
Dumbass Ryan.
I think I can tell you how it's different. Girls have a natural modesty. It's built into our nature. It's so depicting.
Me too.
That dumb bitch. I don't know. I'm Josie, do girls have a natural modesty, do you feel? Do you share Dawn's outlook on that?
I have strep throat in my asshole.
It was part of her Insta story.
I put it online.
So this Toby...
Which, by the way, that'd be a great name for a metal band. Strep throat asshole.
This year at Ozfest, main stage, strep throat asshole.
S-T-A, S-T-A.
Good day, everybody. We're strep throat asshole.
Hello.
We're from New Zealand.
Make sure you head over to the merch table and buy some of our t-shirts.
Hello. Hello. I'm Rhys Darby. Rhys Darby.
I'm Rhys Darby.
I'm the lead singer of this band.
Although, the idea of Rhys Darby eating Josie's asshole is really the funniest thing in my head right now. All right.
I don't know who that is.
You sure everything's okay back here?
Rhys Darby.
Bit tingly.
Have you ever seen The Flight of the Conchords, Josie?
Yeah.
That Rhys Darby is their manager in The Flight of the Conchords.
Oh. No, I wouldn't let him go down there, but I would let the guy that played Brett. Oh, shit. How do I have a whole battery? I just charged this. Okay, hold on.
Wait, she would like Brett and not Jermaine?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I mean, Brett is, I think, a cuter one. Jermaine is a little rough on the eyes, I think. What do you think,
Jermaine's
Tommy?
Got that voice.
No, listen.
Hello, Brett.
Listen, Tommy, you don't have to sell me on Jermaine. I fuck Jermaine, okay?
I'm team
but
Jermaine.
I can understand how that Brett is a better looking guy than a Jermaine. No?
Right. No, I don't see it. I would rather have sex with Jermaine than Brett.
God, fucking Jermaine is so good in that show Legion. I think we talked about that last night. But yeah. Did you watch Legion?
Yeah, yeah.
God, he's so fucking fire.
So, Josie, you would rather have sex with Brett than Jermaine?
Yeah, 100%.
Hmm. What? Yeah. Give us the reasoning behind. We want to hear the statistics because we're puzzled by it. Okay. See, I said I can agree that Brett is a better looking guy, but those baritone fucking timbers that Jermaine's walking around with.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, no. I mean, the voice adds like 4 points to him, but he's already at -7 for the face.
He does have some spaced out teeth. It looks like his teeth were just put in one by one. They were like, nah, no time to touch these together.
Yeah, he looks essentially kind of like a British like Jonah Hill, but when he was fat.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm team Brett now. I'm team Brett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So later, the group of Christian kids with Toby and Dawn, they decide to go see a movie later that day. But they're so, like, the lameness level is, like, they won't even go see a PG-13 movie because there might be heavy making out.
So they
go see a G-rated film. We don't know what it is, but you could just clearly hear it's like, whoop-roo! It's like a whimsical cartoon they're watching in the movie theater. Meanwhile, Brad is back home, and it's kind of unfolding that he's a real dick to his girlfriend. He shows him the scar on his finger. He's like, I don't remember how he got it. And he only...
Which is weird to me, because he's definitely, like, 9 years old, and you form memories at that point, certainly, like...
Not if it was, like, a catastrophic memory of him fingering his sister and having it bite him.
I mean, I feel like he would probably remember that. That's the other thing. I feel like I'd be able to articulate at 9, like, you know, hey, she bit me.
Yeah, but, like, he's...
Are you kissing him?
Tommy's now switched his background to pictures of Brad from Brett from Flight of the Conchords. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's putting his finger in his mouth now. Yeah, with Jermaine in the middle. Hell yeah. So
yeah, boys.
Next, the Christian gang goes to head out to the local makeout spot, but promises to police each other so that no sexiness happens. They also find a little waterfall where there's a cave, which is basically the fuck cave, is what I like to call it. It's where it's like, yeah, this is where people go back there to have sexy time. And
it makes me really wet. Yeah. Con scum.
Hell yeah. So we find out also that Brad's childhood trauma, because he got bit on the finger, he's fucking only does anal now. So he's strictly a exit hole guy now for the rest of his life.
No, I do have a perfectly good pussy.
I'm sure you do.
Well, you do. Other boys like it just fine. Mm.
Oh, fuck them then.
So Brad, that's how hard Brad goes, is that he has sex with this girl. He's like, yeah, go fuck somebody else if you want your pussy pleasure.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you don't like getting fucked in the ass? Go fuck somebody else.
Question for you guys.
Shoot.
On that note, because yeah, he's like only had anal like his whole life. Do you consider him a virgin?
I don't think that loophole counts for guys.
Why?
Because there's no cherry to be popped.
That means
like, I think.
Does that mean every gay guy is a virgin?
If you were to fuck a honeydew, would that still count?
No, but your asshole isn't a honeydew. Basically, if you can fuck anything that can get strep, it counts.
Yeah, if you can make bread with that body part, then yeah, it's, I'd yeah. say that's
it wasn't easy.
I like no.
Don't
I,
worry, I'll print a retraction for all the jokes at the Quiplash
no,
night. Then
no, oh I God. Think I, anal counts.
Wait, what?
As, nothing. So anal counts. I'd say that because that means every gay man has never had sex. So
okay, yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I go. Yeah, it definitely counts the butthole. Boy pussy is still pussy. Okay, that's how we're gonna. That's how we rank it here on the Quality Time podcast. So
I like that. Very progressive.
He also makes his girlfriend eat a dog treat, which I feel like just really is hammering home what a piece of shit Brad is. He's like using it as like a sexy device, like, and she's looking at it and shoves it in her mouth. He's a real fucking piece of work, that guy. So
some directors like to go subtle with their character development, and some just really like to hammer it home.
So next we see Dawn and Toby talking with each other at the makeout spot, and he admits to her that he's a virgin. Well, kind of.
I'm a virgin. In his eyes.
Oh.
It was just once. About a year and a half ago.
Right.
Still dealing with the guilt.
Actually, you're probably stronger now. Your resolve. Because you've been there. I mean, you've seen the dangers firsthand.
I would have liked this movie if Toby was just like more of like a over the top character that like every time she's like, now you know how hard it is, he was like, yeah, I know. Like, I needed some good facial, like, because we're gonna find out what a piece of shit Toby is soon enough. But I really could have used it to be like, oh yeah, I know, it's so hard. Like a classic, those kind of like Bill Murray moments that you see, or Bruce Campbell's really good at this, where he's like, he's clearly lying, and he just always just gives a wink at the camera, like, yeah, I know, it's difficult. I hate it so much. So Later that night, Dawn kisses her mom to sleep, and then gets spooked watching a 1950s sci-fi movie with like a giant crab that like attacks the screen. She lays in bed caressing herself as she gets ready for a little her time. She fantasizes about Toby and he and her's wedding night, and she goes to pop a little finger in when all of a sudden, heart starts to beat fast. She's like, oh, man.
What is wrong with me?
So she gets spooked as she goes to try to finger herself. And then,
yeah, she remembers the mall from the crab thing from that sci-fi movie.
Which is, listen, that stopped me from masturbating so many. I don't think there's any big thing on TV that I've ever watched and like, I don't think I couldn't jerk off right after.
Yeah, like
that,
you get
right?
up to a
like,
point.
There's never
and you're
been,
like,
there's never been something so scary. If anything, yeah. I'm like, I need to fucking jerk off to calm down after this. Like, I need
yeah,
to-
it's not like I'm jerking off and just I'm about to come. I start thinking about my grandmother in hospice, and I'm like, whoa, can't come to this.
Although that does make it weird, like if that was your thing and you have to go to like even after grandma dies, like, hey, didn't your grandma die last week? Yeah, it's not a big deal. I need to be here.
Yeah, hey, who's on deck? Yeah,
yo, you got any ventilators? Because that's that's the thing I like to watch now. So the next day at school, Toby gets a call from Dawn. He tells her that she's really nice, and but. She tells him that, you know, we can't be together again, and not even in a big group.
I was thinking the same thing. Just didn't want it to be true.
We're so in sync.
So they just she's just too scared that they'll fuck if they see each other again, and
so that's why they have to break up.
I like you so much. We could never see each other again.
Yeah. Ooh, the things I'd do to you if I could see you again.
Later she's reading about Medusa because in her free time she just reads about Greek mythology. You remember how high school kids do that kind of stuff. And she overhears a domestic dispute between her brother and his girlfriend. She goes to check on him later to have a serious talk.
I know we've never been close. We've never been like sister and brother, and I really don't know why that
sure
is.
You know.
I really don't. But whatever it is, I'd like for it to change.
You know, all that abstinence bullshit, we all know you've been saving yourself for. And I've been real patient. Do you think I like living here with these assholes?
Mom and Dad?
So why don't you just set that pretty ass down?
Yeah.
I like that he's, you think I like living with these assholes? You mean literally our parents?
Yeah, what pieces of shit?
Yeah, you know, I got a good career as a part-time tattoo artist. You think I choose to live here?
Right after he delivered that line, like, I know who you've been saving yourself for. I wanted to hear the drum solo from Pornhub.
That does beg the question, you know, now we live in a society where stepbrother, stepmom, stepsister porn is prevalent. This is maybe, do you think this was a catalyst for the kind of porn industry that we're used to today?
I think that they all watched Teeth and they were like, this is what's selling.
Yeah. Hey, it's what all the kids are talking about.
Yeah. Hey, Gerald. Yeah. Have you seen this movie, Teeth? Get what? Guess what? Stepbrothers are fucking each other.
Hey, Uncle Pornhub, you know that hot fucking your sister porn you've been looking for? Well, listen to this. I saw Prime President a pretty funny thing. He said, oh, no, I got stuck. I'm stuck. What was it? I'm stuck during quarantine with one of those really close families from Pornhub.
I always think it's funny though, because like now, like the idea of somebody being a stepbrother, stepsister, stepmom, that does nothing for me in the fantasy world, right? Like
it ruins it for me.
I think it's actually kind of gross, and I try to push it out of my mind as I beat to it, right? Like I don't want to actually be part of that. I can put it on mute and just be like, oh, they're just good friends. That's what like to imagine,
no,
right?
That the word step is more of a safety net for me, where I'm like, okay, I'm not a monster. they aren't really related.
Did you ever see that one Hard Times article that was just like Pornhub exposed as finding most of these people aren't even real stepbrothers and sisters? Which I thought was pretty funny. But listen, I mean, Tommy, you grew up in the same time I did for the most part. And, you know, back in my day, you know, we had porn stars that portrayed hard blue collar delivery men and pool boys. You know, now these millennials are out here and they're just living in their parents' basement and fucking their siblings. And I just don't understand where the change happened.
The narrative is gone. Like there's no computer repairman. No one's showing up like, hey, I'm here. I brought you a pizza.
Yeah.
Ha ha. It's my penis.
But the porn stars back in my day, not only would fuck you, but also fix the cable. So
they told the story. My favorite part of every porn back then was the 5 minutes of awkward improv before they got to the intercourse.
Yes.
They still have that. Now it's just like, hey, bro, you got to get out of here. I'm having my friends over. And he's like, I'm not leaving, sis. And she's like, but bro. And he's like, nah, sis, you want me gone?
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then she's like,
yeah.
And then you start with the Seinfeld bass.
So she storms.
Don't tell those assholes. You mean our parents?
Oh Jesus!
Oh my God! So she goes and storms off, throws on her bathing suit, and then heads for good old fuck cave to go meet Toby. They have some super awkward, like very much Christian interactions with each other. It's fucking so cringeworthy. I didn't pull any audio for it, but they finally get in the water and they start making out.
This does not feel wrong at all.
Oh, this does not feel wrong at all. They start making some moves. He gets to second base. She reminds them of their purity, though, and swims off towards the cave. The eager Toby swims after. They nestle near each other within the cave outside of the water. Heavy petting and tonsil hockey ensues, and they start getting into it, and she asks him to stop, but Toby has other plans.
You don't have to do anything.
No. No. Damn it. Stop. Damn it, Toby. No!
I haven't even jerked off since Easter!
I haven't jerked off. Like, I like it. He was just like, all right, Jesus, I get it. Like, I gave up jerking off for Lent and I failed, but this is the last time I'm starting Lent today. And then,
I also like how he was like, she was like, no. And he was like, it's okay. You don't have to do anything. And she was like, okay, well, I didn't want to get sweaty. So if you're going to do all the work, then yeah, okay.
So, Toby ends up getting a little struggle with her and knocks her temporarily unconscious, and he goes fucking...
Yeah, he roofies her with a rock.
Yeah. So he climbs back on top, but unfortunately, he's in for a big surprise. And there's a chomp. And a moment, he looks down at his dick's been completely removed, and he hightails it out of there. just pulls up his pants. I do like that you get to see him scream for a minute, and then they actually show his severed dick, right? Like his now his new boy pussy that's been made. And it's pretty it's shocking, and you do get to see his nice nugget of a peen that's just still laying on the rocks nearby. Pretty shocking scene. I had mentioned to my old lady that we were watching this movie, and I was like, hey, did you ever watch Teeth? She was like, yes, we watched it when we were dating back in 2006 or 2007 when this movie came out. And I was just like, oh, you have seen Teeth. Do you remember it? Did you like it? She was like, no, it's when I cared what you thought about me. I watched it. I watched it for you. It is the worst movie I ever saw. So, just so you guys know. But yeah, so lots of your first actual dick that you get to see in the movie. Josie, take us through this scene. What did you like about it? Did you love it? Did you hate it?
I love the music that leads up to the whole thing. It's very brassy, very campy. And I think my whole, like, my favorite part of this movie that's never really explained, not only does she have teeth that'll chomp down and take it off, she has something that is going to spit the dick out of her because it lands on the rocks.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was kind of weird, right? Like, yeah. I wanted...
You think that if she had teeth, she'd have to fish it out of her or something.
Right. That it's not just like, you know, it's not like a Venus flytrap where it just clamps down. Like, it's like a working mouth that, like, clamps and then spits it out.
Like, I want her to eat dicks and become more powerful. Like, I don't think they should ever be spit out. I want them to intensify until, like, it basically looks like a fucking bear trap mixed with venom between her legs,
yeah,
right?
What if she's the Thanos and she's collecting the six Infinity Dongs? And every time she chops one, she does a...
And she can bend time, and that's fucking awesome.
So he leaves, and I also think it's weird that he leaves, and he just leaves his dick behind. Because, listen, if my dick gets chopped off, and I see it there, I grab my dick. I'm like, I put it in my pocket. There's a chance. Like, I try to push it back on
like it's going to stay on its own.
Come on,
like,
baby. If I just leave it alone, it'll be fine. I try to stick it in a pickle jar or something so that I can preserve it till I get to the proper hospital.
I put it in
hospital.
A glass of milk. It's natural habitat.
Here you go. Go with the rest of your seed.
Pick up, boy. You're going to need this calcium.
The next day, she has to go and head to her promise ring group to speak after her horrible trauma that she's been to speak about purity again. And
purity, yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Is that all the...
Oh, okay. I could have done that. Because yesterday I was pure.
She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
By the way, how are these kids so well trained that they are just ready to chant after whatever she says?
Yeah. I guess, like, in church, you know, that, and also with you.
Yeah.
And also with you.
Thank you.
And with your spirit now.
I don't know that one. It's a new church.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
the Catholics
good.
Went and like changed up stuff. They were like, we got a lot of shit to fix. Let's start here.
Well, she talks a little bit more about her purity here.
There's something inside of me that's lethal.
The serpent.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
The serpent beguiled me in my ace.
Which, that's I like that they're just like, there's something inside me that's lethal. And they're just like, of course, this goes back to scripture immediately.
Yeah, the serpent. The serpent beguiled me and I ate.
So the pastor steps in and we're like, oh, I think what she's trying to say is such and such. And she kind of heads off. So later the...
You know what I wish they'd done? I wish that while she was bombing at that, like you would have heard an alarm like, what? and then the Sandman would dance in and hook her and pull her off the stage like she's at the Apollo.
There's a giant gong that gets hit. So later, the other kid, Elliot, who's into Dawn, forces she there's like a dance or whatever. She makes Elliot drive her home and asks her on a date. She kind of scoffs and says that's funny. He's hurt and drives off, but then heads right back to her front door, knocks on the door, but it's fucking Brad who answers the door and says this.
You're out of your league, pussy boy.
Excuse me?
Get the fuck off my property.
And punches Elliot in the face. I've never seen a guy that wanted to fuck his sister so bad that he's willing to punch other suitors in the face. That's a, it's a strong, strong move on Brad's part. So, Dawn decides to go head back to the cave once again, the part where the incident all happens, and, she sees a crab that's just eating the dick there. Which is, I thought, fun. I don't know what that scene was for. Why did she have to go see the dick, or why did there have to be a crab that was eating it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I
feel like there was probably a point to it at some phase of like storyboarding, and then they spent the money on the CGI or animatronic crab that's eating the dick. And
right. I'm pretty sure that was a real crab.
Out, and they're like, we spent $8,000 on that dicky crab.
Yeah, they're like, look, that crab was so expensive, we're gonna need a real dick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lou. I can see Lou back there hiding.
Apparently there's a bee on the porch.
God, why are you having so many fucking bee problems at your house,
dude?
They
keep trying to build nests and all my cool shit.
Let the bees nest. We need bees.
Yeah, Lou freaks out.
Yeah. So, next, we find out that Dawn heads home, and because she goes and soaks the fucking book from health class so she could see what a real pussy looks like, which is going to... It's
again,
weird.
It's 2007.
Internet. She could go see what one really looks like, but instead she takes the time to fucking Tommy Simbazo this situation. We're like, nope, I got
to
get this fucking...
Yeah, I was about to say that. I've done weirder shit to see what a vagina looks like, okay?
So she's amazed to...
Matter of fact, when she was soaking the book, I thought to myself, that's not how you do that.
Bitch needs to get some steam or something. She's your pages will be all ruined. What are you
idiot.
Doing? So
now your lap's going to be wet when you jerk off to that vagina picture.
She's amazed to see it without fangs, and it's not even a great drawing of one. I mean, if I was going to put one in a book, it probably wouldn't be that one that looks like all flayed and open like that. Like, I've never seen one that looked like that exactly.
Stop, you're offending Josie.
Josie, wait. We're sorry.
First of all, no, you're not. Fuck you.
That was a picture of Josie's vagina.
Asshole, and then try to make fun of my pussy. You get one or the other. You don't get fucking both in one podcast.
You have to come on Laugh Finder so we can make fun of your vagina.
Yeah. In front of Ryan Preston.
Now, see, this is the worst part about it, though. Right after this, she goes on the fucking internet to search what's wrong with her pussy, right? So she's searching for abnormalities, and she finally stumbles across a site that talks about vagina dentata.
The toothed vagina appears in the mythology of many and diverse cultures all over the world. In these myths, the story is always the same. The hero must do battle with the woman, the toothed creature, and break her power.
Whoa. So, she decides, you know what? I need to go to the local OBGYN and check out what's going on downstairs, because she's never been to one up until now, right? And I don't know what it's like at the OBGYN, how that feels, what age you start going. Does that make sense? When's the first time you get your old oil check down there, Josie?
Yeah.
I think they say you're supposed to do it, like, when you start having sex. Some girls go younger because they have, like, issues with their period and stuff. Yeah, it's about, like, 16 or 17. I'd say she's a normal age for it. But she did this cool thing where she must have looked up in the phone book, creepiest motherfucking OBGYN in existence. Mm-hmm.
She went to diddledocs.com.
Diddledocs.com. Yeah, that guy looks like he was just like, yeah, I'm OBGYN. I also do banking and I own a strip club. So if that's if that's okay, I'm a bit of a Renaissance man myself. And he tries to calm her down and tells her, "Don't worry, I'm not going to bite." Good foreshadowing. And he slides the glove on and starts sticking his finger in there.
Relax. There we go.
Relax.
What did you put in here?
I like it. He also, I forgot to mention, this actor kind of looks like if you bought Michael Scott from Wish. Right? Yeah.
Like, what if it was Michael Scott? Like, if he came...
Well, joke, fuck you.
So he's sitting there screaming, and I don't know why I think this is so funny, is that she just looked up what vagina dentata is, and he immediately looks at his fingers that have now been severed and goes...
It's true! Vagina dentata!
That's like the second lesson that you get in OBGYN school.
But, well, yeah. Well, I mean, what other legends are you going to learn in OBGYN school? It's like, okay, so one, first lesson, Asian ones are sideways. Lesson number two, some have teeth.
Lesson three, if you're a squirter, you probably had sex with Eric Woodworth as a 19-year-old man. So there is a...
Lesson four, if there's grass on the field, play ball.
And evidently, lesson number five, just stick your whole fist in it, because that's what this doctor does. He pulls back and all of his fingers are gone.
Yeah, went full Jim Henson on this woman. Virgin. She had her singing Rainbow Connection. She had a fucking banjo.
Now, after I get my fist fully in, we go out and I have to do my best Jeff Dunham impersonation.
Yeah. Starts calling her Peanut.
So she shockingly goes and bikes home, finds her mom collapsed on the floor back home while her brother is too busy fucking in the background, wakes up in a hospital lobby, and dad tells her to head home and go get some sleep. She decides not to go home and tells her crush Elliot the horrible news.
I'm not following you. What again?
Vagina dentata. It's what's inside me. The doctor said so. A hero has to come and conquer them. That's what they say.
The doctor prescribed Greeks. A hero.
The doctor, I need one hero that can actually bang me.
I like vagina dentata sounds like the special at Olive Garden.
It sounds like
breadsticks with your purchase of vagina dentata.
It sounds like if you go to an incel karate class, that's like the last class you have to take is to learn the vagina dentata. It's like a series of moves.
With Josie's last name, she has a cousin named Vagina Dentata Marcelina.
That's racist. Thank you.
And it's one of those people that kiss you on both cheeks when they say hello. Ah, manja. No.
Oh, Oh, God damn.
Oh, he's going on about the old country.
So she decides to go take a bath at Elliot's house while she's there. And it's kind of a callback to, just because I'm such a horror nerd, it's a very much a callback to the original Nightmare on Elm Street, where Nancy is in the tub, and it's the same kind of shot. It very, very much a callback to that. She wants to leave, but he gives her some pills that are going to make her a little bit fuzzy. He ends up pouring her some champagne and says, "Don't turn yourself into the police yet. Just because you almost killed two people, not a big deal. You'll want to be clear for that tomorrow." She smiles, genuinely charmed by everything that Elliot's doing, but that roofie is starting to kick in and everything goes black. When she awakens, she's being groped by Elliot while he's using a little vibrator on her, and he decides to slide right in, which is...
You can't.
Do you want me to stop?
No. Oh,
and good. It's very odd that...
But they'll get you.
Who?
The teeth.
Come on.
Seriously.
No, look. I'm conquering them. See? Yeah. I'm the hero.
So, Elliot slides right in, and he's able to conquer that pussy with the power of basically the same thing that Bill Cosby did that has landed him in jail. Now,
yeah.
I don't well, like how they showed this beautiful roofie scene, and she's just like, "Oh, I woke up and I was so into it."
Well, remember, like Bill Cosby used to say, always use the roofie or else you get the toothy.
Oh, my God.
What I want to know is how long he was using that vibrator. You know, these, like, great value roofies that he could find, and they only lasted for 10 minutes while he gets her, like, out of the tub and into the bed, or, like, he was using that vibrator on her for, like, 12 hours.
Well, I mean, those pills weren't a hard sell on her, because she was in the tub, and he was like, "Hey, my mom has these to calm her nerves," and as soon as she said that, she just put her hand out to be like, drug me.
But I'm saying, but then it's like she gets fuzzy and she passes out. Like, how long is he using that vibrator on her before the pills wear off?
It was like 3 days later. Now her clit is all calloused.
I've gone through a whole pack of batteries.
Clit feels like the bottom of my foot. It's just all... so
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, oh God damn, God. That's so funny. So, meanwhile, while Elliot's over here conquering pussy, the coroners are looking at Toby's body, who's since killed himself because his dick got bitten off.
Did he kill himself or did he just bleed out?
He bled out in the water.
Did he bleed out in the water, or did he actually... I thought
because,
he,
like,
he killed himself.
His car was just left there.
Yeah.
I think he just died.
He was missing.
Okay. Well, they go to check out the CSI guys go and examine the body, and we get to hear this.
We found this embedded in the penile stump.
It's basically this gnarly tooth.
But dentition is not an exact science. The root design would have led me to ascribe it to the silici. The sharks and the rays. But the crown made me think of the cyclostomes, the lamprey. See the serration near the tip?
So this comes from a cross between a shark and an eel, something like that?
No. Our tests show that it's human.
Which I've never heard a line delivered that sounded like he learned it 5 minutes before this scene started. Like, this guy doesn't know a cyclosci or anything. This guy, if he told me, he's like, "It looked like he's from the fucking cyclosci family." You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
They're like, "We need a tooth expert. Go get that guy from Cash for Gold." I like how he's like, "Hey, look, dentology isn't an exact science. Like, yeah, it is. It's exactly a science.
It's literally a science. So, they flash back to sexy time, and everything has gone completely smoothly. He climaxes. He makes one of the worst sex sounds I've ever heard. He's just, which is nothing like mine. Okay, I want you to know that.
It sounds like that turtle that fucks the shoe.
But he escapes with cock intact, and she looks at him.
Can't believe you're still alive.
Which is that's a strong strong thing to say.
He should have been like, all right, it wasn't that good.
So, meanwhile, we get to see the OBGYN getting his fingers sewn back on. He doesn't want to tell him what happened and decides to gas himself. The next day, Dawn is staring at herself nude, looking at her boobies, and realizes she's more powerful now that she's a woman than she ever knew before, you know? To some degree, it seems that she can kind of control the teeth. Apparently, consent is all you need, right? She's about to leave, but Elliot decides to go for round two, admitting that he is her hero. They should just go fuck again. He takes a phone call mid-fuck and answers as she's, like, giving him the old ride. And he's slaying Dawn. He's basically inside Dawn while this is all happening. And
so you made a bet about me. When I had taken a sacred vow of abstinence?
I had a hunch that it wasn't all that sacred.
It was, though.
Your mouth is saying one thing, babe. But your sweet pussy is saying something very different.
And squish!
Shit.
And she makes this face like, ah, damn it, not again. So she chops off Elliot's dick. And we get a good shot of, like, Elliot's fucking severed cock that's just, like, spewing blood at the camera and shit like that. It's, God, what a scene. What a scene. And she does mention some hero as she goes and leaves his garage room. Pretty fun scene overall. Now, we're getting near the end of the movie here. I'm going to fast track as we go here. We get some bad news that Mom ends up dying in the hospital, and Elliot's basically Brad's girlfriend, the whore who only does anal with him and still accepts him for some reason, drives Dad back to their place. But Brad's dad decides to kick Brad out of the house. It immediately starts an altercation between them.
He's kicking her out because the girlfriend told him that they could hear the mom yelling, but Brad told her to, while they were fucking, to ignore it. She does that all the time.
Oh yeah, she pleads for her life constantly. Don't ignore this dumb bitch, right? Like, yeah, classic Brad move. And Dad's like, you got to get out of the house. It starts a fight between the two of them. Dad gets the upper hand, but the dog gets loose and then pins Dad to the ground, kind of biting Dad's neck. Eventually, while Dad is pleading for his life, he calls the dog off, and he's mad that he made Dawn his sister. That's his main thing. He was just like, I could have fucked her, but you know what? Now she's my sister, so I can't be banging her, Dad. Thanks. You fucked this up for me. That's Brad's whole thing as a villain is just like, if it wasn't for you fucking some random lady, I would have found Dawn and been banging her this whole time.
Yeah, so, you ruined it, Dad.
So Brad's girlfriend then cries at hearing this, but Dad is still alive, ultimately. The girlfriend drives Dad back to the hospital, where she tells Dawn what she heard, kind of what Tommy just shared, shares that with Dawn, and Dawn is not fucking happy about that news about Brad, that basically Brad allowed their mom to die. So Dawn heads home, gets all prettied up for her stepbrother. She heads into his room as he's watching a Vincent Price Medusa movie. She sits on his bed, and she starts coming on to him, and he has no idea the severe jeopardy that his dick is in. He notes that this is fucking weird, and he tries to do anal, but she insists pink only. Brad, not learning from his old mistakes, looking at his finger, decides to give it the old college try.
I like the part when he goes to do anal and she goes, "No, stop, I have bronchitis back there."
So he dives right in. He dives right into it. The dog tries to bark and ward him because dogs can smell teeth pussy. That's one thing we've learned about dogs. He says, "You've been missing this the whole time." She holds him close and gives him a good squishy chomp. And bites his fucking dick off. He looks for his dick all over, but as she's standing at the edge of the bed, it just falls out between her legs, and you find out that he has a stud that is pierced through the top. He is a good old Prince Albert. And
which, how is he doing anal with a Prince Albert?
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things about this movie that I find a little hard to believe, okay?
That's where I call bullshit on this whole movie.
I disagree. This is a documentary, and you guys can say what you want.
Based on ripped from the headlines.
As he's screaming and looking for his dick, it falls out from between her legs. The dog comes out, grabs the dick, and eats Brad's dick right in front of him. As he's pleading with the dog, he's like, do, and fucking swallows it. One little tidbit about this movie that I found out, the Prince Albert stud was a custom-made piece, actually made out of sugar, because they were scared if the dog actually ate the fake cock, they didn't want a piece of metal to be stuck in the dog. So they had a local bakery make a fake cock stud.
Custom the local the mom and pop shop.
They're like, "Yeah, we need you to make a sugary kind of cock ring. Is that possible? Can you
I'm
do that?"
I'm sorry. Right? What did you say? The phone crackled.
Hold on. I need to get the manager.
Hold on. Let me get my granddaughter. She can hear you better.
So some local shop actually ended up making this dog-friendly, safe piercing. So Dawn, now after the dog's, after Brad's cock has been eaten, Dawn rides out, happy for what she's accomplished for today. She ends up having to hitchhike and gets a ride from a shady fella who looks like basically like the Wish version of Captain Picard, just a bald old man who they stop at the gas station and he just starts kind of like licking his lips, like,
yeah, the grossest fucking thing an old man can do,
like that. She tries to open the door and she's just like, "All right, I guess I can't leave," and she kind of gives a big smile as this guy's dick is clearly gonna get ripped off seconds from now. And that brings us to an end of Teeth. We've done it. We did it.
It just ends right there.
Yeah.
And like I was telling Erica, it's like she now travels the countryside like a dick chomping Hulk.
which is fun. Although I do like this song. It's a pretty dope song. I was listening to it the other night.
Oh yeah, it's who put the bop in the bomb shabomb shabomb.
Who put the ramadlama ding dong in the shimmy shamlong?
That man. I like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
So,
I'm Michael Winslow.
Josie, final thoughts on Teeth?
Love it. I think it's a nice little feminist horror film. Not even a feminist horror film. It's just like coming of age journey for a young lady.
Do you think if you had the option, would you choose to have dick biting teeth that you can control and bite people's dicks off?
If everything else worked the same way, why not?
I think if all ladies had dick-chomping teeth, I mean, I think you could prevent... I think you'd have a lot more gentlemen in the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right? Like, if...
If I had...
Or a lot more roofies.
Then I would be on the... I'd be on the next flight to the Congo, and I would solve a whole bunch of problems in this world.
Yeah, you'd just be... fucking a bunch of warlords.
Yeah, I'd be like a humanitarian dick chomper.
Yeah, you're like the Harriet Tubman of eating dicks with your vagina.
Don't know about that, but I'll give you that one, sure.
Tommy, thanks for joining us on the show today.
No, thanks for having me, bud.
Where can people find you at? Where can people do the thing?
You can find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, all the things.
You can just find me on Reddit, Simaza. Just going fucking viral like it's my job. No big deal, NBD.
But yeah, what Eric and I were working on, we can't talk about the project yet, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But remember, we're working on that thing that for Irwin's kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're working. I haven't been part of it now for a couple weeks now, but we're working on a special release thing that we can't really talk about. It's a podcast, no?
Yeah.
And there's some star power behind it that...
Oh, did I tell you the latest star power thing when I recorded my scenes with him the other day?
Listen, there's nothing... Honestly, you're working on a project with Michael Winslow. We both
no,
are.
No, no, no.
Okay?
Okay, Michael Winslow from Police Academy, but fuck that. He also said that they're in talks with Weird Al's manager because Michael Winslow is friends with Weird Al. Weird Al might do a scene. Yeah.
I just pooped.
And I'm going to tell him that I'm his biggest fan and that Eric Woodworth hates him.
No, don't do that. No, I don't
no,
say
I'll
that
I'll tell
to
him
the...
about Amish Para Guys.
Yeah, that would be dope. So, no, so check out Tommy Simbazo and all things.
Yeah, check out Laughfinder, too.
Check out Laughfinder. We're going to be doing that right now. We're recording, but tomorrow we'll be on Laughfinder. I'll
Sundays
see you again
at shortly. Noon. Eastern Standard Time, Sundays at noon on Facebook Live, Laughfinder Pod. Laugh Finder podcast on Facebook, and you can watch us record.
Fuck yeah. Check that out. And Josie, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Where can people find you? Lovely as ever, Josie.
Okay. You can't say that after you spent an hour talking about strep throat in my asshole.
Hey, well, to be fair,
don't kink
I can
shame
only
us.
See you from the waist up. I can't see the trouble area.
No, Josie, where can people find you at? You have a huge Instagram following. Why don't you share with the rest of our 100 listeners?
Yeah, well, now I'm really hoping that they look me up. No, my Instagram is at Josie Marcelino. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff.
You know what? The best compliment I could give you, Josie, that guys, if you're hearing Josie right now and all the stuff that we'd said about her backyard, I can tell you, based on looks alone, it's worth it.
Yes, yeah. I concur
it's
that.
It's worth all the gingivitis back there. It's worth all the halitosis.
Listen, it's worth taking antibiotics, so I'll tell you that much, okay? Yeah, yeah. God bless that New Zealand guy that got to get fucking taste
buds
deep in
you. That guy got strep in his actual throat.
You're not gonna believe
Christ,
this.
You can't seem to kick this cough.
You're not gonna believe where I got this strep throat, Doc. So
I started the coronavirus. It wasn't from bat soup. It was from my asshole.
Hell yeah. So yeah, check out Josie. She's super funny, super talented. Well, fucking follow her. Do all that bullshit. It's fucking the shit. You can catch all things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. Eric with a K, comedy with a C. The second Saturday shit show is free every second Saturday of the month when the apocalypse isn't happening. That's hosted by Mr. Michael Quinlan and Kimberly Callahan. Check that shit out. I still think they're doing virtual shows. You actually did last week, no, Thomas?
I did. It was my first second Saturday shit show in 2 years because of that restraining order.
Well, yeah, yeah. Things happen. Jeremy still has a movie. You guys can check that out. It is The Killer Clown Meets the Candy Man. Go look up Pete Jackalum and find that. And I guess I have to take you out because there's no Jeremy. Oh, God, there's teeth in this pussy! Ah! Oh, You know what? I'll leave this in here. Tommy, I'm going to play our special Epstein song at the very end here. So you guys enjoy that. There you go.
Okay.
Back in 81, IBM released the PC on August 12th. That's a fun fact that you ought to know. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, he didn't kill himself.
Jeff Bezos, $116 billion. That's a lot of wealth, that's a lot of cheese for you and me. And Epstein didn't kill himself. A crocodile can't poke its tongue out. It can't get past that toothy shelf. And it makes sense, but you know it doesn't. Epstein didn't kill himself. Oh. Through the veins of a blue whale. What a ride. That's crazy. Who would think that? And Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide. He didn't kill himself. Steps in the Eiffel Tower. I'm out of breath, and you must be on meth if you think that Epstein choked himself to death. Toilet-related deaths. That seems far-fetched. Yeah, I can't believe. Just like Epstein killing himself.
There's a giant pedophile ring running in the U.S. today! He had the answers!
I mean, it's still pretty cool he's dead, though.